Cough Test Sivan, Tuesday the 16th of June, Rabbi Herschel Hager, Autopilot in Halacha.
Let's name it Hashem. Something which Chazal and Gemara and the Poskim called Sir Chaynokat. The best translation would probably be habits, good habits and bad habits, and the implications they have as to whether we have done a mitzvah or haven't done a mitzvah when we haven't put too much mind into it. Obviously this has a lot to do with chazukas and sveikas, quite complicated sugyas, but there's enough matter which is interesting without going into those deep sugyas. The Gemara in Brochus, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, tells us in Halacha, starts off with a story. Reb Ami, Reb Asi, have a kukotrin legana le Reb Luza. They were preparing a chuppah for Reb Luza. Reb Luza was the chusin, and they were setting up a chuppah. Reb Luza said to them, meanwhile, while you're busy preparing, I might as well go into Bis Medrash, learn something, and I'll come back and I'll tell you what we've learned. He went into the Bis Medrash, and the Tana was sitting in front of Reb Yochanan, and he said the following halacha. Someone was lying in Krishma, and he made a mistake in the middle of Krishma. He got lost. He doesn't know where he is anymore in the middle of Krishma. Be'emtza ha'perek, if he's in the middle of the chapter, Yachzarosh, go back to the beginning. Be'emperek ha'perek, if you know you've stopped, you don't know where you've stopped, go back to Perek Rishon, which is Vohafta. The Gemara says that Be'enksiva leksiva, if you're mixed up, the two parashas of Krishma, the first two, end off in the same pasuk, exactly the same words. Chsavtom al mezuzos beisachu uvishurecho. Now you're not sure which chsavtom you're up to. Have you done the first one? You've done the first one. Have you done the second one or not? You're not sure. Go back to Vehoyim Shemoyah. Start off now Vehoyim Shemoyah. You've definitely said the first parasha. You're not sure if you said the whole second parasha. Go start now from Vehoyim Shemoyah. That's what the Tana said. Rabbi Yochanan answered this Tana. Yes, correct. That's if you haven't continued Leman Yibu Yomeichem. But if you're now up to Leman Yibu Yomeichem, and now you stop and think, hey, have I said the second parasha, or did I skip the whole second parasha? Then continue where you're up to, says Rabbi Yochanan. Why? You followed your habit. You just said it. You said the words. You're up to Leman Yibu. So you've probably said the second parasha. Well, don't go back. Move on. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. They came back to Rabbi Luzer, came back to the Chuzan, came back to Rabbi Asi. He told them what they learned today in his Medrash, and they said, oh, Ile lebuna leshma duva zedayenu. Fine, the mouse, we can all go home now, because that's what he said. If we just came to hear this halacha, it's enough. There are two mahalchim in this Gemara. Rashi, which is focused more on the Pshat of the Gemara, and all the other Rishonim, which argue with the Pshat in the Gemara and Rashi, and we pass like all the other Rishonim. Just briefly mention the Shita of Rashi. Rashi says, but the Gemara says the difference in the Man Yibu Yomeichem, if we started or not, refers to the third parasha only. That means if you're in the middle of the third parasha and you don't know where you're up to, then just carry on. Carry on going. The first two parashas, if you're confused, you're mixed up, you don't know where you are, for example, you're saying, and now you're thinking, hey, have I started the second parasha? Am I mixed up? You don't know? You have a suffix? Start with Hoyim Shemaya again. It's only in the parasha of Yom you have this allowance just to go on. That's how Rashi explains this Gemara. And the Rashi asks, why is Vayoyme different than the first two parashas? Why are you more fluent in Vayoyme than the first two parashas? And therefore the Rashi and all the other Shoinim argue with Rashi in this Pshat in the Gemara, and according to them, it makes no difference where you are. If you're saying some words, and you stop and think, hey, have I said anything before that? Yes, you probably have. Carry on. But according to Rashi, they have this allowance only in Vayoyme. Why Vayoyme? So the Rashi doesn't explain Rashi. The Maria Buav on the Torah, one of the Rishonim, gives the following explanation. Why the first two parshias are more tricky than Vayoyme. The first two parshias of Shema are very similar. at least the last few psukim, are mamash repetitious. They're very similar. So if you're confused in the first two parshiyos, lav dafke, that's what you're up to. You might have easily been confused between the first parsha, the second parsha, and skipped. In vayoyemet, totally different, then most probably that's where you're up to. That's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. And the Pichodesh adds a twist. In the first two parshas, if you're mixed up, why can't you just carry on? You're up to Masate Esav Esotcho. Most probably you've said till up till there. Why do you have to go back to Vayoyemet according to Rashi? Rashi says as follows. If you're confused where you're up to, you're lost track. You don't know where you're going to. Or if they start again. It's lav dafka that you're following your habit of saying these psukim in these two parshas. They're complicated parshas, they're very repetitious. You don't know what you're up to, go back to the beginning. You haven't been lost once, you lost twice. That's Rashi's pshat. Okay. Now all the other Rishonim argue with Rashi, and they say, wherever you are in davening, and you're saying something, and you stop to think, have I said anything before that? Carry on. You probably said it. Why does the Gemara then say, Leman Yib Yomechem? If you're up to Leman Yib Yomechem, then carry on. The Gemara could take any posuk and say, when you're up to any posuk and you're stopping to think, have I said anything up until then? You probably have. Why does the Gemara use Dafka, the example of Leman Yib Yomechem, to tell you can carry on, and you probably said the second parsha? If wherever you are in davening, you stop to think, hey, have I said anything before this or not? And the Rishonim say, yes, you have. Then why does the Gemara use this example of Leman Yib? The Gemara could use any pasuk in the Shema or in Davening or Shemoneh Esrei. You stop to think. Have I said then? You're up to Lamashim Al Tisiku? Where am I up to? Where am I going? Have I said Refoeinu? You probably have. The Gemara only uses the example of Leman Yibu. Why? The Chiddush is a big kula. Leman Yibu, there's a good chance you skip the second parsha. You finish up Sav Tam Luz Mesach Vishrahu. Both parshas end the same way. Maybe you skipped and you said Leman Yibu without saying anything in the second parsha. The Chiddush is no. If you said Leman Yibu, we can assume you have said the second parsha. That's the kula. It's a big kula. Obviously, anywhere in davening where you stop to think, have I said anything which has gone on till then? Yes, you have. Even Leman Yibu, where it's very easy to skip a whole parsha without noticing, will say, if you say Leman Yibu, you probably have said everything up until then. That's the Chiddush Ul Rishonim and the Shacharim Paschal as well. Wherever you are in davening, you stop. Have I said it? Yes, you have. Move on. The Achronim also ask why the Gemara doesn't use other examples. The last few psukim we just mentioned of two parshas of Krishna repetitious. Ukshatam oisim ledecho. The first parsha, ukshatam oisim oisim ledecho, the second parsha. So the Tzur brings from Maral de Prague, who asked this kasha. And Maral says, if you notice, the ukshatam on the first parsha and the ukshatam on the second parsha are different. Ukshatam with the kumets in the first parsha, and in Parsha of Hoyim Shemaya says Ukshatem Oisom. There's a difference. You don't make a mistake Ukshatom to think, where are you up to? Because there's a difference in Dikto Kalushim. Why is it Ukshatom and Ukshatem Oisom? The Lush has an explanation. Ukshatom means you do it, Ukshatem, it should be done. But there's a difference in Ukshatem and Ukshatom. The last pasuk, the Chsav Tom Amzuz B'Sech B'Shirachu, the Tosis Yom Tov says in Brochus is also different. Sorry, Chsav Tom is the same thing. Ukshatam Oysa Ledechu in the first parsha and in the second parsha have different prop as well, says the Tosis Yom Tov. And Emes Shulchan Aruch says that the Machaber says you should line Krishna with a Tamim, with a prop. The Ramos says we're not Noig. The Medaktigim Noig to do this, but Tosis Yom Tov says you probably would make a mistake between the first kshat and the second kshat. Totally different props as well. So there's unlikely to make a mistake there. The last pasuk, that's where you could easily make a mistake. Another teretz the Achronim give. It's when you come to a crossroad, it's when you stop and think, hey, where am I going to? Where have I come from? When you're going down the road, you come from the top of the road. In the middle of the parsha, you don't stop to think. It's only when you stop between the paragraphs, hey, then, what's next? So that's why the Gemara uses the example of the last pasuk of Chasavta, on the first parsha and second parsha, you're not sure. If you said the second parsha, if you said the Manibu, you've probably turned already, and you can continue on your way. The Terezov says another point, which is quite difficult to understand. Ukshatam, between the first Ukshatam and the second Ukshatam, you won't make such a mistake, because the first Ukshatam is closer to the beginning of Shema, that you know how long it takes you to get to the first Ukshatam. 2 seconds, 3 seconds. Between the first Ukshatam and the second Ukshatam, there are a few seconds of difference. So you shouldn't make such a mistake. The end of this first parsha, end of the second parsha, that's where it's more. Take watch with you. Right, yeah. Good, Yekin knows exactly how long it takes the first parsha, how long it takes the second parsha. You won't make a mistake. The Svad is just all right, actually. The Svad, remember, they all say the Krishna together with the Chazan. So if your mind's wandering, you don't know where you're up to, you follow the crowd, because you're probably that's where you're up to. But we don't do that. Everyone is on his own. Where am I up to? So Terezov says, Chiddush, because there's not much between the Kshatam and the Chsatam, it's just one Pusuk. But in the Kshatam, you're still in the beginning. You still know how long it's taken you since you've started. So you won't make such a mistake. The second Kshatam, that's where you can make a mistake. Now, the Pusuk discuss from this halacha, we see something very interesting. We know mitzvah srichas kavona. A person has to think, when he's doing a mitzvah, what he's doing. And usually we say, when you start doing something, at the beginning you think, okay, I'm now going to put on tefillin. I'm now going to do this mitzvah. You say, shemicha, dreinu from zuman. You start. You put your mind to it. Once you're in the middle of the mitzvah, you don't put much mind into it. As long as before you start the mitzvah, you know where you're heading, before Shemoneh Esrei, I'm davening for Hashem, you're okay, you're on the right route. Here, Lechoyre, a person's davening, is saying something, and he's not sure what he's doing. And the Gemara says, carry on, move on, you're middle of Krishna, you probably said it. The Chora is not worse than a Shikha. A Shikha doesn't know what he's doing. Has he said it? Hasn't he said it? His mind's not here. This person's mind is not here. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, your Dibba is powerful enough to be Goyve on the Machshuva, which you don't have. And if you said something, even though you haven't had anything in mind, carry on. As long as before you started the mitzvah, you wanted to say Krishna, you wanted to daven Shemoneh Esrei, and you're moving on, you haven't put a second thought into it. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, you mekayem the mitzvah of Krishna, without thinking. Also, dibba mevatel machshava. Your dibba is more powerful than a lack of machshava. You're saying something, you're actively doing something. As the Paskim say, Rav Zalman Oybach says it, in the Chashnoim, in the first Siman, and the Nebuchad Chaim says it, the Gabba Megillah, that would only help when you say something yourself. You're saying something, you're doing something. You haven't put too much thought into it. But you've said it, you've been yoyter to the mitzvah. Shemaya Ka'ona is not as powerful. If you're listening to the Megillah, and you probably thought a nice pshat in the Megillah, and you don't know where you're following, your finger's following the Balkoira, but you don't remember where you were 2 seconds ago. Sometimes you drive down the road, you don't know which way did I go today. You've got no clue. You're there, you've arrived here somewhere. You're listening to the Megillah, Your finger's there, you know where the bakor is up to, but you don't remember hearing five psukim beforehand. Have you been yotze or not? If something you need to say, your mouth, your lips have moved, you've done a master, you've done something, you've said it, so your mind's not here, the Gemara says, carry on. A machshava is less than that. Listening to somebody, there's a good chance you weren't listening, you didn't even hear those psukim, your mind was wandering far away. That's why they say it's good to have a Megillah in front of you. At least say it together with Valkyrus, even though your mind's wandering, as long as you're saying it, you're okay. But Machshuva is not as good as a Dibber. A Dibber, clearly from Chazal and Bruchas, we see, as Shulchan Aruch Paskens, as long as you start with a good kavanah and good intentions, you don't know what you're up to, move on. Now to a few Dugmos, which the Poskim discuss this habit, which is more you sirchei nokat. You've done what you usually do. The simple one, comes Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow with Hashem, and you don't remember how you said Ya'al Aviv or not. You probably didn't say Ya'al Aviv, because you're not used to saying Ya'al Aviv, so there's a good chance you didn't say Ya'al Aviv. Sirchei nokat, you use your usual language, you haven't said it. That's simple, the Poskim say. Now we'll go to the other extreme. A case where the Poskim say you probably did do something when you got no clue whether you did a mass or not. There's quite a famous terezov in Yerodea Simon Samachtes and Hilchas Melicha. Once upon a time, everybody used to salt their meat in their own house. There's a famous letter which Reb Shamshon Ful Hirsch asked the Machna Chaim, he was from Ungarn, he asked him whether the people should start salting, they should start making salting, the butcher should salt. People were probably stopping to salt, didn't know the aluchas properly. So he wanted to make a takuna that the butchers should salt all the meat. And the Machna Chaim writes him, he doesn't understand what happened to Frankfurt Rabu Siyom, where people used to know all the aluchas and do it themselves, he should do such a takuna. The butcher should do it, people should do it. It was a strange idea that people should stop doing this tikkun of melicha themselves. Everybody used to do it themselves. Now, this lady was cooking her meat, the kovach shabbos, and she thought, hey, did I salt my meat or not? There's no clue whether she'd done it or not. That's the problem. So the terezov is, first, he discusses the taka sufik the rabbunon, dam shemolcha, once dam shebishloi, once dam has been cooked, it's only usim the rabbunon, sufik the rabbunon lekula. That's how he starts off. And then he says, he brings the Gemara Bruchas we just mentioned. A person is in a man yibu. He's not sure if he said the hoyim shvo or not. He probably had to carry on. You're cooking your pot. Mr. Duman, you're salted. What else have you done? If that's sirchei nokat, if that's the usual way of preparing your food, you salt, you cook, and for water, enjoy your Shabbos meal. You've probably done it. The Shach in the Kuddes HaKesef and Simas Amuktes argues with the Terezov. He says, "Bevadi, don't say something to Rabbanu Lekula, because it's a Schazik Isura, there is dam, there was Zichah dam here before. You don't always say Sofuk Drabun Lekula, you can't use it everywhere on your own. Chazal give us Klulam to use it." And then he says, the Dimyon, which is resolved, compared this woman who didn't remember if she salted or not to Krishna, is out of context. Why? Melicha is a grosser geschäft, a eiser gudel. You don't remember if you've done Melicha or not, you probably haven't done Melicha. It's quite messy to melicha, the buckets and water and salt. It's a ganzer geschäft. If you don't remember, you haven't a clue if you've done it or not, then you probably haven't done it. Krishma, it's not a big deal. And Mamela, you say anyway, it's autopilot. Carry on. Why should you carry on here if you've no clue if you salt or not? You probably haven't done it. I'll do the shach. So, but see the Shala, have you done it or not? The situation of her is you haven't done it. So is it the shach?
Well, if you besuch it, why shouldn't you cook it? So it's the shach, nothing's meant.
Well, it's too late. Once you've cooked it, you really can't. It's out in the middle of cooking. There's not much you can do here. You just throw it out. It's too late. But, how about that? Before you've salted it, fine. And before you've done, if you know where you're up to Mekirishma, obviously you or you've a suffix where you are, you start at the beginning of the parasha. But if the result uses the concept of sikh and nukut, since you're in this stage, the final stage, you've probably done the first two stages as well. You're up to Maniyah, but you probably have said Voyim Shmoy, even though there's a good chance you've skipped the whole parasha. You probably said, you got no clue if you said Voyim Shmoy or not. You have no clue. You said, maybe skip the whole parasha, and it's quite easy to do that. Nevertheless, sikh and nukut, you probably did the usual thing. You're up to stage three in the cooking, that's what you're up to. That's what you probably haven't left out. The preparation. Now, the poskim say, but what happens if you already started the meniva? If you're not sure, you salted one side, you're not sure if you salted both sides or not. Or you're not sure if you washed it, you washed the salt full of dump after the meniva or not. The chora, everyone, even the shachar would be moider, that once you started doing something, you're zechik continue. The shach says, such an eser gudel to forget is unlikely. But if you're in the middle of doing something, there's a tzad to say, you're not sure if you've done it properly. If you started something, you've done it properly. On the other hand, you can quench, you say no.
You're not in the middle, you're waiting,
you're in the wild. When you cook, you have to cook immediately after you salt. What's the continuation? The Kuntur Azov says, if now you're cooking, you probably have salted. Lav dafke. It's not a process, a follow-on process, continuation, one leads on to the other. But the Taz says, faket, such a esegul you probably have done. It's unlikely. Does anyone ever forget, has he done shachris? You can forget, if you've done the whole shachris, you say every bruchas from Esther, I don't remember. Did I say every single bruchas from Esther today? Ask someone, did you say every bruchas in Esther today? Nobody could promise, making sure you said every single bracha from Esther. The Gemara says you have said it. But to forget Shachris, you know if you've done it or not. To forget Dam Menich or not, you've zechet done it. You don't remember if you've done it. It's the middle of the afternoon. Have I done Shachris? You zechet it. Have I done Menich? You zechet it. Why shouldn't you? If it's a normal thing to do, you don't forget such a big master. That's the sort of thing that's okay. The bigger the master, the less likely it is not to do it. We don't stand in the melicha because we don't do it. But obviously you've done it. You don't forget such a big mass. That's the sort of the result. The poskim in your day discuss the same meaning of a nid going to mikveh. And she doesn't remember if she was ma'ayin in the hair or she was combing the hair or not. Doesn't remember. Yeah, so for the rice is there. But if you're there in the same place, Mistoma, you've done the routine what you usually do. If you can, you start, forget that you actually started something, Mistoma, you can continue. The Machan Chaim asks, though, and sure he asks, the Gemara says, Mishnah says in Mikvus, a Tumah goes down to Mikveh, Sufik Toval, Sufik Loi Toval, is Tumah. It's one of the famous starting points of Sfeitas. Person goes to Mikveh. He's not sure if he toiled or not. He's Tumah. Why? If you go in, so you didn't fall into Mikveh. You enter the Mikveh. You got undressed. You walk into the bar. You walk out. Did I toil or not? According to Rezov, Sech and Okut. According to Gemara, Sech and Okut. Even the Shach. You started. You've gone into the Mikveh. Why not should I think? You didn't dip. Sofik Tovah, Sofik Loi Tovah. It's Tumah. So one teres is given there. There, B'shas Masi didn't know what you were doing. Here, you're thinking, did I do or didn't I do? Then we assume you probably did do it. This Tumah, Sufik Tumah, he's in the mikveh. Have I done it or not? B'shas Masi, if you're mistapik, then probably you haven't done it. Afterwards, we'll say you probably did do it. So it's a little shver, this whole thing is fakus, very, very difficult. This Sirich HaNukat Uzzul, when you can apply it or when you can't apply it. The Sofer, he forgot, has he been Mekadosh L'Shem or not? He's writing the Sefer Torah, Shem Hashem, you have to say, before you write the Shem Hashem, every Shem Hashem, you're close to the Shem Hashem, the Shem Kedushas Hashem. He's passed that, has he done that or not? But also, again, the same idea. Mistoma, you have done it because you know you wrote the Shem Hashem. You probably did it, you don't remember. But it's the same idea. You probably followed your routine and done what the Paschim say, which you usually do. Now, a very practical Shaila, which the Ocher Shabbos brings down. Shabbos, Friday night. Yeah, Shabbos, you want to open your fridge and you don't remember, have you taken out the bulb or not? Every Friday you take out the bulb religiously, not to be nishal chas shulam and opening, switching on the light. Now you don't remember, have it done or not? Would you say sich and look at vusa or not? Would it preserve halacha? Someone who does it every week, you salt your meat, you're in the middle of cooking now, it's now Friday night, could you open the fridge and say yes? The Gemara says sich and look at vusa. So the head of preserve that says that you've such a big masi, sich I haven't forgotten, is because it was a follow-on. However you did, they salt it, they washed it, then they cooked it. The same way as every woman, before she puts the chicken in the pot, hopefully washes the chicken, they had salt it and wash it. It's part of the procedure of preparing the chicken or the meat for cooking is soaking, salting, washing. We do the washing and the cooking. Nobody would not do the washing the chicken or the meat before they put it in the pot. So, according to the result, it's a follow-on master. It's a continuation. Even if it's done a day later. But it's zikha, a preparation, as a stage where one leads onto the other. If you forgot whether you've taken out the bulb or not, what made you do it on Friday? What makes you do it every Friday? If, let's say, every Friday, b'shas, you prepare the lech, that's when you take the bulb out. If you have a master which you can tie it to, and you've prepared the lech the Shabbos, so you can assume, I've probably taken out the bulb as well. Because this is something which I do during my preparations at a specific time. If I can tie it to something specific to make a continuation, a follow-on, then I can maybe use it to resolve of Sveikis, Seich, and I've probably done what I've usually done. But if it's a random, you do it every week, but not a specific time, you have nothing to tie it to, then maybe you forgot this week, and you can't open the fridge. Unless you do it every specific, you have it tied to a specific act, where you can then say, I did one, I've probably done the other as well. Someone gets up Shabbos, after see the Shabbos morning, he gets up, did I bench or didn't I bench?
Did I bench?
Bechas amuzim. Did I say or not? That's so if we have to bench again. But maybe say another busa. I sang Shamalis. And if I never get up in the middle of the meal, I don't walk off the table without benching. I don't get my seat. If I wander around, I go, I may go distracted. But if I don't get out of my seat before I bench, it never happens, and now you're on the couch half asleep, you probably have benched. Because Sinchen no Kedvusa. Well, Emerson's Krishma is also the Raisa of Emerson, no? The Gemara talks about Krishma, which is a Chorah the Raisa. Unless Yishasakov says that the first parsha only the Raisa, that's why the Pusha, the Gemara uses Mani Ebu, because already said the first parsha, Zichah the Raisa, and Zichah Yosef, we're not talking the Rabunos. But even the Shach is not happy with the Terezor because we're talking about the Raisa, done with the Raisa. But if you started something, he's happy to let you follow through. You've probably done the first stage. If you're off the seat and you never get out of the seat before benching, Lechor, you have said it. The same applies if someone has a shawl, he never washes in the middle of the week. He doesn't wash for bread. So he only benches on Shabbos. And he forgot, did he say Ritzei or not? His Birchas Hamuzin, Ritzei is part of his Birchas Hamuzin. Why should he forget Ritzei? He doesn't bench without Ritzei. That's his usual Nusach of Birchas Hamuzin. It's unlikely he forgot Ritzei. He does remember whether he said it or not, but that's his Nusach, that's what he's used to. The last few years he only says it this way. 90 times he's benched this way. He hasn't benched any other time, otherwise. Oh, but the same idea, if you can tie your habit to a Masa, then you can use the Gemara's Surah of Sikh and Nukat Usi. If it's a random act, which you can't tie to anything else, then you can't use Sikh and Nukat Usi, and then the Sveikas, you have to go to Shalas, the Raisa Lechumra, or the Rabun Lekula in most cases.